This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you use reason and logic, you can dismantle the left's gun control push very quickly in the following way. Think about this. So the political left in America today believes that no citizen should be able to own any gun. Now, they may beat around the bush and say, well, you maybe just outlaw assault rifles for now. And then rifles later, bolt action rifles maybe, and then shotguns later, and then eventually pistols, and then eventually nobody should be able to own any guns at all. Except there is a group that the left wants to own guns, and that is, of course, the government. After all, the left believes that police should have guns. They believe that bodyguards should have guns. I mean, Hillary Clinton's bodyguards are all armed. Obama's bodyguards are all armed and so on. They believe in guns, just only in the hands of government. Now, this is irrefutable. They just believe that citizens should never be able to own guns, and only government can own guns. You know, police and federal agents, you know, Secret Service, all those kinds of people. Now, think about this. We're going to continue to break down the logic here. Now, the left currently believes that President Trump is, in their minds, a Nazi, fascist, dangerous, mentally incompetent person. That's what they say he is. Now, by eliminating guns in the hands of citizens, they are creating a monopoly of guns in the hands of the government, run by a person who they say is an insane, fascist, Nazi, Adolf Hitler person. Does that make any sense? No, seriously, think about this. The left says that all the guns should be concentrated in the hands or the power of someone who they say is an Adolf Hitler kind of person. That's what gun control really would mean if they got their wish. And of course, that's insane. If you believe that Donald Trump is, in your view, a Hitlerian type of person, then wouldn't you want to resist that tyranny? Wouldn't you want to, you know, defend the people against another Holocaust? And how do you do that? You do it with guns, right? So if the left really believes that Trump is this horrible, horrible person, they should be demanding more guns in the hands of more citizens so that they, the left, can overthrow the Fourth Reich, you might say, the Adolf Hitler in the White House from their point of view. And yet they don't. So this is just another contradiction that they have in their gun control logic, which is very easy to rip apart because their gun control arguments are not rooted in reason or logic at all. In fact, almost nothing that the left argues has any principle or any foundation in reason whatsoever. I'll just give you another example on gun control. So the city of Chicago is a gun-controlled city. It has some of the strongest or most stringent gun control in the country. And yet, here in 2017, we are now approaching almost 600 Chicago citizens being shot to death, murdered by guns. Well, how can that be if gun control keeps guns out of the hands of people? Well, obviously, gun control doesn't keep guns out of the hands of people. Obviously, gun control only keeps guns out of the hands of those individuals who follow the law, which doesn't include, by definition, people who murder other people with guns. Thus, by definition, gun control does not remove guns out of the hands of murderers who use guns to kill people. And that's why we're seeing those statistics in Chicago. Now, if you look at places where guns are more common, For example, like Utah or Arizona or Texas or Florida, you have much lower murder rates per capita compared to Chicago, which has, or Detroit for that matter, and many other left-wing cities. And so the presence of guns alone does not cause gun violence. The presence of guns in, you know, Florida or Texas or other places does not cause gun violence. It is, in fact, gun control. The disarming of innocent people that causes the criminals to have a disproportionate firearms advantage that they use in places like Chicago to gun down innocent people who are unable to defend themselves. Now, I'm aware that there are, of course, some exceptions to this. There was that mass church shooting in Texas very recently that killed, I think, 27 people, if you include the unborn child. There was that shooting in Orlando that was, of course, an ISIS terrorist shooting that killed many people, that gay nightclub. I forgot the name of it. It was a gay nightclub shooting. And now the case in Texas was a guy, just an insane guy who abused animals, by the way, and the Air Force convicted him, if that's the right word, of domestic abuse, and he should not have been allowed to purchase guns, but the Air Force goofed up, and the Air Force did not update the federal database with that conviction record, thereby allowing him to pass an FBI background check and purchase a gun that he used to kill 27 people. So the laws are already in place to stop a guy like that from getting a gun, but the Air Force messed up big time. And the FBI approved that gun transfer. When that guy walked into that sporting goods store, which I think was called Academy, and he fills out that form, you know, that form we've all filled out, all of us who own guns, it's a FBI background check form. And the gun retailer calls it in. They actually call the FBI. There's a call-in number for all FFL gun dealers. You call the FBI, you give them your ID, and then you give them the details of the transaction, the name, the social security number of the person buying the gun, and so on. The FBI does a background check in real time. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. Sometimes it takes the FBI hours because sometimes they are their computer systems don't work very well. Happens a lot on certain high volume days. But the FBI gives you back an answer, or gives the retailer the answer, which is either approved or declined. Those are the two answers that you get, approved or decline. And this guy was approved. And so he was able to purchase that gun, even though he shouldn't have been able to. The laws already exist to stop people like that from being able to purchase guns. So maybe if you want to make a new law to stop a guy like that from getting a gun, you should pass a law that says it's illegal for the Air Force to not update the federal database correctly. How about that? There's a law that might have made a difference. I'm being a little bit facetious here, of course, because the Air Force, just writing a law to force the Air Force to update federal records does not mean that that's going to happen. It's probably some incompetent person somewhere inside the Air Force running the data exchange program who was off, you know, goofing off playing Xbox instead of doing their job. And so a bunch of records didn't get updated, and a killer was able to buy a gun, quote, legally, but really illegally, but approved by the FBI. So remember, the FBI approved this guy getting a gun. So anyway, these are just some things you got to keep in mind on all of this. It is universal. All of us agree, both conservatives or liberals, Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, we all agree that mentally insane, violent people who beat wives or beat children or torture animals should not be allowed to purchase firearms. I'm pretty sure that's a universal belief system. But the left wants nobody, no citizen, to be able to own a firearm whatsoever, you know, in their own home. And that makes no sense for the reasons I already mentioned. And it also denies people their right to self-defense, which is a divine right that is reflected throughout nature. You find self-defense in plants, in animals. Every plant and every animal has multiple mechanisms for self-defense. So why shouldn't human beings have a right to self-defense as well? So these are just some things to keep in mind. You can read more about all this at secondamendment.news or guns.news. We cover these issues and some gear reviews as well. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com as well as guns.news. And I am a firearms owner and a proficient user in multiple firearms for the purpose of self-defense. And I encourage everyone to get armed where it is legal to do so. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.